Could you imagine Netflix being called anything other than Netflix?
Time waster.
Godsend. Sometimes.
Idiot Box Plus.
Strangely, they never made it onto the list of possibles before the company started.
That's not a good way to sell it.
Yeah. The Netflix co-founder, Mark Randolph, has just released a book about how he created. I mean,
we do love Mark Randolph. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Well done.
Yeah. Strange thing is he's written a book about it. It's not a Netflix series. I can't believe it.
That is amazing.
Should it have not have been a Netflix series?
There's no money in books these days.
Jeez,
mate.
So, according to the legend of how Netflix started, it was the other guy who co-founded it with him, Reed Hastings, racked up a $58 fine at Blockbuster.
Oh.
Because he'd rented a copy of Apollo 13 back in 1995.
Wow.
And lost the tape. So, you know, you've lost your Tom Hanks and Kevin Bacon, and what do you do? You just rack up fines.
Overdue fees, but how do you lose a tape?
Well, he somehow lost it. Well, look, they lost Apollo 13 for a period of time too, so is that really, so he was slapped in the face with a late fee, and he's gone, there's got to be a better way. I need to create a new entertainment company that would do away with late fees forever, disrupt the entire movie industry and television business in the process. Netflix. But the name Netflix didn't come right in this eureka kind of a moment. They've actually...
Yeah, Eureka was taken.
Eureka was taken. That's good. It was a process of elimination. And a lot of these companies, they allow off for serendipity to, you know, like, oh, that it just sort of happened as it should have and we come up with the name, kind of like Netflix did. But there was a few running titles. We have Take One, Take Two, Scene One, Scene Two.
Wow, they're terrible.
Flix.com. Fast Forward, Now Showing, Direct Picks, Video Picks, eFlix.com.
Ew, they sound so 90s.
Cinema Center.
Oh, no.
Webflix, Cinema Direct, and Netpix. All of these were on the sort of working titles of what it could be.
Yeah.
And Netflix was in and around there as well. The co-founder, Mark Rudolph, this guy, he's like, I hate that name. It's terrible. Every single name you've presented me is terrible.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
Let's go with Kibble. Until the marketing team got to him and's gone, look, we know you're the co-founder.
We know you're hilarious.
Yeah, but if you don't want this thing to be associated with dog food, then maybe you need to come up with it. Oh, just think Netflix, it sounds too X-rated. People will, because of the X on the end of
Netflix. Oh, if people are stupid.
That's what he was worried about, that it would be associated with pornography websites.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what I was hoping for when I signed up to be with Stan.
Turns out what he was fearing happened. Netflix and chill for all.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.